With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump is downplaying the texting of attack plans to a group that included a journalist as what he calls the only glitch in 2 months of his administration at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing on Tuesday.
I know exactly what I'm doing, exactly what we're directing, and I'm really proud of what we accomplished, the successful missions that night and going forward.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also at the hearing.
One of the things that I was briefed on very early, Senator, was by the CIA records management folks about the use of Signal as a permissible work use. It is. That is a practice that preceded the current administration.
But CIA Director John Ratcliffe's assertion that the Signal messaging tool is acceptable, disputed by ranking Democrat Mark Warner.
My communications, to be clear, in a Signal message group were entirely permissible and lawful and did not include classified information.
Well, we will make that determination.
Ratcliffe told Warner the Signal tool is a standard platform. Constitutional lawyer Ilya Shapiro says the legality of President Trump's deportations of Tren de Aragua members is complicated by the instrument the administration chose to use to justify the action.
The issue here is that this Alien Enemies Act has not been used other than a few times during wartime, so it's all new, and it seems like the lawyers that are being sent into court don't always have full information, which is not something that the courts like.
Shapiro is author of the book Lawless, The Miseducation of America's Elites. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The April 15 tax deadline is now less than a month away. Experts suggest gathering relevant documents like your W-2s or 1099 forms if you haven't filed yet. And if you're a first-timer, they say planning ahead, doing your research, and talking with experts can take off some pressure. This is SRN News. A Christian nurse has launched legal action after allegedly using the wrong pronoun.
The Christian Legal Center is representing nurse Jennifer Melle after she was investigated for referring to a convicted transgender child sex offender as Mr. Christianity Today reports that the patient identifies as a woman but was recorded in the medical records as male. The British-based religious law firm says it's the latest in a series of cases of UK health officials, quote, supporting trans ideology over biological reality. George Williams, SRN News.
Officials report high turnout during the first week of early voting ahead of Wisconsin's pivotal Supreme Court race. The winner of the election will determine whether that court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one involving an 1849 law that would effectively outlaw abortion. This is SRN News. Wildfires making a comeback in the Carolinas.
Bo Dossett with North Carolina Forest Service says more than 5,000 acres have burned in three wildfires in Polk and Henderson counties, and red flag warnings are in effect.
We are starting to see fire behavior on the Black Cove complex start to increase as these winds come up.
In neighboring South Carolina, two fires are burning in a mountainous region in Table Rock State Park. I'm Julie Walker.
A threat from China, Senator Tom Cotton says it's a former superpower that's been highly focused in recent decades on regaining global dominance.
For the first time in human history that both China and the United States have been strong at the same time, and that's why the Trump administration, like I, are very, very focused on trying to rebuild deterrence as promptly as possible.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.